This is Susan V. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out. I'm speaking with Sarah Fazenden of a brand new company called Globally and one of four winners of the Telluride Venture Accelerator's inaugural program. For winning Telluride Venture Accelerators, Sarah is now spending 6 months in Telluride in support of developing Globally. Once again, Globally is a marketplace for small boutique properties in Africa that allows a person to get online and book these very special properties. Sarah, thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
Okay. At what point in your life did your passion for travel emerge?
Well, I grew up in a very small town in the Midwest. So, you know, travel and getting out of the Midwest was always something that I knew I wanted to do. You know, when I was in college, I spent a summer, you know, living in Europe and doing the backpacking thing. So I guess that's really where the start of my life dedicated to travel came from.
Okay. Thank you very much. So then at what point did this passion for travel morph into a profession?
Yeah, early in my career, I had an opportunity to intern for a company that did work with tourism boards. And sort of through that connection, one of my first jobs out of college was working for the Kenya Tourist Board through this company. I managed North American marketing for the Tourism Board of Kenya, and our role there was basically to help market the destination here and support American travelers as they were traveling to Kenya. I literally got the job, and within a couple weeks, I was on a plane to Africa. So that was my first journey to Africa.
So is there then a straight line from that first job, which involved the marketing for the Kenya Tourist Board, to Globally?
Yes, absolutely. I truly feel as if, you know, every day of the past 10 years has prepared me and positioned me for this wonderful opportunity to head up Globally. The opportunities that I've had to sort of be in the trenches and work day to day with owners of boutique hotels and safari camps over in Africa has just given me such a unique perspective on the challenges that these people face. And, you know, our mission at Globally is to help these companies do better, more efficient business and help expose their really special corners of Africa with travelers from all over the world.
Wonderful. So you gave me a lovely segue for my next question. Globally is not the first company you founded. There was another one, a sort of intermediary step, if you will, travel marketing worldwide. So how did that second business and your first startup, how does that feed into Globally?
Yeah, that's a good question. At Travel Marketing Worldwide, our clients, you know, were safari camps and lodges and tour operators. We basically became their ears and eyes on the ground here in the United States. Our sole objective through Travel Marketing Worldwide was to introduce these companies and their products to travel agents and tour operators here in the U.S. So very cut and dry B2B marketing. Because we were so intrinsically, you know, linked to these companies', you know, businesses, again, really just an interesting opportunity to understand, you know, their challenges and frustrations, and you know, that has all fed into our business model at Globally, where our mission is to help boutique properties grow their business and increase their occupancy. But instead of more traditional B2B marketing, we're harnessing powerful technology and big data to do this. There has been shockingly little technology innovation in this segment of the travel industry, so we really feel that technology can and will help small boutique hotels do more, better business, and this will have significant long-term impact actually on the communities in which they operate as well. So our mission at Globally is a much larger ideal, if you will.
Yeah, it sounds wonderful. And again, you keep handing me these segues. So the question has to do with defining success in the context of Globally. And I want to interject here, before you answer that, I failed to say in the intro that basically Globally is going to be ultimately true to its name, and you're going to do this sort of same endeavor for boutique hotels all over the world. But will that alone be success, or is it something larger?
Yeah. you know, through our technology, small hotels in Africa and other markets, you know, Latin America, Southeast Asia, they'll be managing their business more efficiently. And as a result of this marketplace and this technology, boutique hotels will be enjoying more regular bookings and overall increased occupancy. So what does increased occupancy mean? I mean, this you know, increase in business, supporting strong businesses at a very local level will allow these companies to invest in the local communities in which they operate. Instead of charity work and donations from the global community, these local tourism businesses will be organically empowering the local people by giving them reliable jobs and supporting the local communities by purchasing goods and services through their, you know, day-to-day operations. So, you know, what does success look like for Globally? I think, you know, my dream is to have every amazing, special boutique property in, you know, the world on this network. We want to have travelers relying on Globally as a curated marketplace for these special accommodations and have Globally and our technology directly supporting these small companies as they do, you know, important work to help their little micro communities thrive.
Wonderful. What a great answer. Thank you. How has it been working with Jesse Johnson and his team from Telluride Venture Accelerator, and how are you enjoying Telluride?
Well, loving Telluride, of course. Jesse and his team, you know, really must be proud of what they've accomplished and excited about the potential behind this program. You know, myself and my team, we feel very fortunate to have been given this opportunity and grateful to have Jesse and the team share in our vision behind Globally. On Monday of this week, we were joined by about 30 members from the local community who have generously pledged their time to be mentors and available to our companies as we grow here in Telluride. There was really great energy in the room, strong, smart questions being asked, and plenty of support being shown. So my team and I are quite simply, you know, working very hard to make Jesse and the Telluride community proud. And, you know, even after the program is done, I hope to continue to be involved in the Telluride startup community and this very special program that they've put together.
Wonderful. I'm sure they're going to be thrilled to hear that. A final question, I hope it's not putting you on the spot too much, but could you imagine basing your business in the Telluride region?
Yeah, well, as a travel company, I think we're used to the idea of basing businesses maybe outside of traditional business hubs. I think the question about where, you know, you base a business is about so much more than, you know, where you'd like to live. You know, could families live here? I mean, I think the answer is definitely yes. Would recruits be willing to live here? I think the answer is definitely yes. The biggest challenge I see, and I actually had some conversations on Monday with people from the community about this, is air access and the expense of flying directly into Telluride. I think as a travel business or any sort of startup, travel is a pretty big line item on your annual budget. And that would be my only, you know, concern. But I think there is some, talk and advancement of access into the region. And those are all things that, you know, as a business owner, we look at and would definitely take into consideration.
Wonderful. Thank you. This has been Susan B. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out, speaking with Sarah Fosenden of Globally, which will ultimately be, with a little support from Telluride, a curated marketplace for boutique hotels all over the world. Sarah, thanks for joining me.
Thank you so much.